Today on Bridges, we will be talking about fighting spiritual battles. I'm Monica Schmelcher, and I'm glad that you could join us for Bridges today. On Bridges, our aim is to bring you hope for the journey. And for all of us, we're probably fighting at least one spiritual battle, if not more, right now. So we're going to open up God's Word and talk about that. My guest today is Bible teacher Civil Groover. And Civil, it's good to have you on Bridges today.
Thank you. It's good to be here. You've picked one of my favorite Bible studies.
Oh, this is wonderful. Because, you know, we all fight spiritual battles, right?
We do. Absolutely.
At least one or two.
Yes.
And sometimes I have more than that going on at the same time. So let's open up this Bible study, Civil, and let's talk about what you've studied and what you find in this passage in Ephesians.
Okay. I kind of want to back up before
Sure.
we actually jump into
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians and just recognize that this goes all the way back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So when Adam and Eve sinned and
Yeah.
they were punished and, you know, this was a part of it. It also fell in that Satan was a part and that he was the big deceiver that
Yes.
we're going to see show up here.
Mm-hmm.
And that battle was set up from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And that's how it has carried through. The really great news is that God loves us so much that he has provided the armor that we need to do the battle. So it's up to us to choose to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave us his very armor. That's, I mean, we didn't get knockoff stuff. We got
Wow.
the armor that God used to fight enemies, and he has made that available to us.
That's
so we,
amazing.
We choose to put it on.
Yeah, and like always, God provides everything we need.
Yes.
But then our part is to obey, or like you said, like to put on. And I think, I know many times, Civil, I could say in the middle of spiritual battles while, you know, I've been upset about what's going on or I haven't liked it, I haven't always put on the armor.
We tend to go to what's comfortable for us.
Mm-hmm.
So in part of my study in the past when I've taught this, I ran across a book that's now out of print, and she had a great concept of in order to put on God's armor and have it fit us,
mm-hmm.
we first have to take off what's been our go-to.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
So during this time of when you go to try on clothes and you can't try them on anymore and you have to hold them up or you pull them
yes.
over the top,
yeah.
you can see that they don't fit.
That's
and,
right.
And you don't get the best choice.
No, you don't.
So in order for God's armor to come on us and fit us appropriately, mm-hmm. then we need to take off what we've been going to. So either that book we've been reading, that TV personality we've been listening to, mm-hmm. our thoughts of, well, I'm good because I have a good job or I came from a good family. All of that needs to be taken
yeah.
off so that we can turn to what God has provided
like,
for us.
I would imagine, like, right, even our mindset of, like, this is how God is going to work this out and this
yes.
is what I do and this is how it's going to play out. We have to give up all of that in order for God's armor to fit us the right way so that we can fight
yes.
that spiritual battle.
Yes. And the other point that's made in these first few verses of this passage is that we can't pick and choose. We have to wear the full armor.
Wow.
So we can't just say, oh, well, I kind of like the helmet. It looks cute with my outfit. you can't. You got to have it. I mean, imagine a soldier going out to battle and he just decides he's not going to wear his helmet or he's going to go out without shoes on. That just wouldn't be done.
Yeah.
So as we do this spiritual battle, we need to be in the full armor.
Yeah. Because, you know, when I think about that, I think without realizing it, right, we could pick and choose. Like
yes.
I could say, you know,
well,
I'm
sure.
just going to pray,
yeah.
right? I'm going to pray,
yeah.
you know, or I'm going to read the word. But maybe not the helmet, maybe not the belt, maybe not the breastplate. Without realizing it, we're going right out to fight that spiritual battle and we're only half prepared.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So another illustration I picked up that made a lot of sense to me, there's an old TV show where people would be submitted by friends, coworkers, family members because they had dressed themselves poorly. And it had just...
what not to wear.
Exactly. So they would take them in and put them at the 360 mirror and make them... And you, as you're watching, go, how did they ever let themselves look like that?
I agree.
But it just slowly evolved. And you get to it and you get comfortable with it and you don't know any better.
Yes.
And so the job the host had was to get them out of the comfort of that and into what made them look better.
Yeah.
So we have to get out of the comfort of relying on ourselves, relying on our position, relying on our bank account, whatever it is we're counting on, and get that armor of God on us so that we're prepared for battle every day.
Wow.
So
that's really good.
Yes.
That's really good. So should we talk about like the pieces of the armor and what they mean and what they could do for people?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
One more thing before we do
go
that.
Go right ahead.
It is a spiritual battle. So this is not, I don't get along with my parents, I'm having a problem with my husband, I don't like my coworkers. This is Satan that's behind that. So that's who we're fighting. It's not individuals. It's not our circumstances that we're fighting.
Because, you know, Sybil, that can be hard for us to understand, right?
Yes.
Because it really does seem like it's that person.
Yes, that's how.
You know, and it's the words that that person says,
yes.
Right? Or it's the addiction that grips this person, and we want to, you know, we just want to fix it. We just want that to go away.
Yes.
And you're saying, like, to realize that in spite of what we see, to see the larger picture, mm-hmm. that from the beginning, from Adam and Eve, from the fall,
exactly,
the deception, Satan coming in, that we kind of need to open up our eyes to understand we're not really fighting people, be it husband, kid, boss, whatever.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not our circumstances. It's that big deceiver, Satan. And he doesn't always, it would be handy for us if he would come in the red suit with the pitchfork, wouldn't it?
I really wish he would.
But he's mm-hmm. sneaky. And so we don't always see that that's
right.
what it is.
Right.
So anyhow, so let's jump in.
Yeah.
The first one that's mentioned is the belt of truth. And of course, we think today of a cute little belt that just makes your outfit look nice. But in those days, it really served a purpose. Mm-hmm. And so it got actually multiple uses. And it would be sometimes to gather up the long robes that they had that would free up their feet so they didn't get tripped. Well, can you see the benefit of not getting tripped?
Yes, I can.
Yes,
I can. That's really good. You know, I have never heard that before.
Yes.
So that's part of the function.
Right.
Of the belt then.
Yes, just one use. So it also carried weight. And so some of their other armor that we'll get to carried a lot of weight. Just one piece was 70 pounds. Mm-hmm. And that belt would help take that. First time I taught this, I had a personal trainer co-teaching with me. So she took this part on because she really, those belts that weightlifters put on gives them extra strength and helps protect them from hurting themselves.
Yes, it does.
So again, good news for us,
wow.
right? But it helps organize things. It helps carry weight. It helps free you up. So there's a lot of benefit to that belt other mm-hmm. than it looks nice with your outfit.
Yeah.
yeah. But, you know, before we can do that, we have to get rid of our own thoughts of what is working for us, those lies from Satan. Truth. It's called the belt of truth, and mm-hmm. truth is what we want to get. Priscilla Shire used the definition that truth is whatever God says on any subject.
Amen.
His, how he comes down, there's
mm-hmm.
your truth.
Yeah.
So we find that truth through Scripture.
Yeah.
That's our number one.
And I think, you know, there's all of that out there today. Well, I have my personal truth. You have your personal truth. And,
yeah.
you know, that's clearly deception. But I think as believers, we might not use those words, but there are things that we hang on to as if they're the gospel truth.
Yes.
When they're not.
Yes.
And, you know, truth about people, truth about situations, but it doesn't line up with the word.
Yes.
So basically what we're saying here is if you're going to wear, you know, the belt of truth, anything that doesn't line up with God's word
yes.
has to be discarded immediately.
Yes. So like when you go through security at the airport, mm-hmm. they have a light that they put over your
they
documents
do.
To be sure you're legit. You use a large bill at a store and they'll have a light that they'll use to be sure it's legitimate. Everything we do, we want to be sure it's legitimate based on how it matches up with God's word.
Amen. That's good.
So,
because I think about when you said, you know, we're not fighting people. The devil is behind all of this. And if you're wearing the belt of truth, for example, if we're walking in truth, then we can't be holding unforgiveness, gossiping. Those things can't be a part of fighting spiritual battles. We've got to give those up in order
yes.
to have the victory
yes.
that God would want us to have.
Yes. Well, that moves us into our next step, which is where we suit up with the breastplate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we take that truth that we've picked up with the belt and we say we believe it. Now we're going to act on it and live it. So the walk mm-hmm. is where this comes in so that we actually put that into work. So our mind, our will, our ambitions, all of those things that we tend to put first, we need to put aside and move into what mm-hmm. God wants for us and live out what he's told us that he wants us to do.
Yes.
Follow these words that are in Scripture and
yes.
the guidance that he gives us there.
Yeah.
So just like if you jump from one sports team to another, you would change all your colors and your numbers and whatever to identify. So when you're going to follow Christ, you're going to jump over and live the way he would have you do and give up your own selfish ambitions.
Yes.
And
because, you know, so many times, Sybils, we even have thoughts about how the day's going to go or how this battle's going to go. And most of the battles all of the battles, right, that I've been in, spiritual battles, God always works them out a different way than what
I
think. It's never
what I think. And usually much better than you would have worked
so
it out.
So much better. And many times, like, I couldn't have even thought of that.
Yes.
I wouldn't have even known to ask for that in prayer. It's just that God worked that out.
Yes.
So the breastplate then, remind me again of what that does for us.
Yes, that protects the heart. Mm-hmm. And so the heart was the whole being in those days. So your mind, your will, your personality, everything would have been a part of that heart. And this would have covered your midsection. So where your physical heart is there, that's not actually what we're talking about protecting here. But it is the you that's in there.
Yes, yes. Like the scripture in Proverbs, it says, guard your heart above all else.
Yes.
So it's talking about just our spirit and our mind, that it wouldn't be polluted and corrupted by sometimes the nasty stuff that goes on around us, but that we could stay pure in heart and pure in spirit by wearing the breastplate of righteousness while we're fighting spiritual battles.
Yes.
That's amazing that God works to protect us in that way.
Yes, it is.
He's good. Okay, we're at a perfect spot because we've got to take a break.
Okay.
So we want you to stay with us here today on Bridges. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about God's way and God's approach and his power to fighting spiritual battles.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Today on Bridges, we're talking about fighting spiritual battles. And for every single one of us, I'm sure we're going through at least one, if not many, spiritual battles right at the moment.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And like everything that God does, he always leaves us all the tools and the resources that we need. And we're talking about being really clothed in that full armor of God. And Bible teacher Sybil Gruber is my guest. And we've been talking today, Sybil, about fighting spiritual battles and how God really has provided for us in the book of Ephesians what we need to do. And we've talked also about the things that we need to take off in order to wear God's armor. And I know that you've done this as a Bible study many times. And how important do you think that wearing this armor in our spiritual battles, how important is that to the Christian believer?
It's the way to get to that abundant life that God wants for us. And just makes our life so much better. We're about to start with the shoes of peace. And we think of peace many times as absence of war. But actually, God's peace is in the middle of chaos. We can still have peace if we're wearing this armor.
Yeah. And you know, in the natural, that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Right? That in the middle of chaos, that we could be at peace. I can remember so many years in my Christian life thinking that the whole idea was to pray away bad circumstances so that I could be at peace. And then, you know, sometimes I'm, you know, a little slow on that. And I finally came to realize, like, that's not at all what God is doing here.
Right.
What God wants is for me to mature and to take off my way of doing things. And He wants me to be at peace even in the midst of bad circumstances, like you said, chaos. So how in the world do the shoes of peace help us do that? How in the world?
They do. We learn and work at getting that worry and anxiety out of us, because we can easily let that creep in and take over, paralyze us. But God doesn't say when we follow Him that we're going to not have hard times, but that He will walk with us through them.
Yeah.
And so we have to learn to rely on Him with that. Some of the examples with the shoes, the soldier shoes were unique in that they were kind of a combination of a sandal and a boot. And so they gave some protection to the foot. They gave them traction so that the soldiers could go on rough climates. But what I found was the most interesting thing about them is those same cleats or hobnails they had on the bottom of the shoes. When they walked on the cobblestone streets, they made a noise. And if you were in hearing distance and you heard those soldiers marching in, it would strike fear. So when we are filled with the peace of God and we're dealing with Satan, we can put fear in Satan that we're bringing God with us to battle.
I love that. I love that. I've never heard that before.
Yes. So
I love that. So if I'm dressed in the full armor of God when I'm fighting spiritual battles and I've got on those shoes of peace.
Yes.
I'm not afraid of the devil. He's afraid of
me. That's right. Absolutely.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And so, I think everybody watching will like that a lot. That makes sense.
Yeah, so it brings us protection. It gives us stability. It helps us move ahead and not get stuck. Where different styles of shoes we learn to wear for different things.
Yes, we do.
But these have multi-purpose in them. And so they can do all those things for us as we approach.
So before we go to the next piece of the armor, one of the things that I'm sure people are wondering is, yeah, but I'm so busy every day. Like, how do I do this? How do I put on the armor of God every day? How do I do it?
Well, one that we haven't mentioned yet, because at the end of this list, you see the word prayer.
Yeah.
And so prayer is an integral part of every part of it. But getting the word of God into us and understanding that, that we'll talk about just a little bit, so that it becomes second nature to us.
Yes.
And that's what comes up at the time that we need it. But we definitely have to invest in it. It doesn't just happen.
Right.
So we have to put our own efforts into it.
Yeah. I think of that scripture that, you know, where God promises that He'll bring all things to our remembrance.
Yes.
When we need it.
Yes.
But if you don't make the investment to memorize it, like to get it in there, then there's nothing to bring to me.
Right.
So He, again, He puts His word out there for me to receive, to reflect on, to meditate on, to obey.
Yes.
And if I'll take the time to memorize it, then when I'm in that hard time, He can bring that word to me. So it's like we're created in God's image, and yet we have to obey Him. We are that partner with Him. We've got a part we have to do.
Yes.
So you're saying that, you know, as we do this every day and as we study His word, it will come to us in that moment that we need it.
Yes, it will. So, yeah, so these first three that we've talked about, those are things we want to keep at the ready all the time. We have the next three that we'll mention that we want to have that we can call on when we need them.
Yes.
Because a soldier didn't always have to have his sword with him, but when he needed it, he really needed it.
Yeah.
So we want to we want to have access to all six of them, but the first three we leave on all the time. These we're going to have ready when we need them. So the Shield of Faith, this is one of my favorites. I want to be sure we have time for this story.
Absolutely, yeah.
But they had two different kinds of shields, a small one and a large one. So this was the larger one. It's very heavy. It's where that belt came in handy because it helped carry part of that weight. Mm-hmm. But it also was used when flaming arrows were coming at them. And it would shield most of their body. They could get themselves positioned in such a way that they could protect their bodies. Satan flings those arrows at us to distract us. Yeah. So other things come so that we don't spend the time doing what we need to do to be prepared. There's a thing the Roman army did that's called the turtle formation. And those shields were actually made with hooks on them where they could be linked together and a group could be protected by putting those shields together. And the very first time I taught this, I was teaching senior high girls, and Sunday during church, we do it before COVID, had an altar call and would go down front. One of the girls slipped out and went down front to pray, and I was not too far back, so I went to slide to her. Before I could get out of my seat, another girl came, put her arm around her, and began to pray with her. And again, as I paused, yet another one joined her, and I saw that turtle formation come together.
Yes.
So without a physical shield, we had the shield of prayer. And so my girls kind of have come up with a motto, nobody prays alone.
Amen.
And so that's just how I got to see that one lived out. I love when God gives me little gifts of illustrations like that pop up at the time that I need them.
Yeah, and that's good that, you know, you think about that, the shield of prayer that can happen when believers come into unity and see that someone has a burden or whatever, that we come together and are really that shield for them.
Yes. So that's another way that this works together. Then we have that helmet of salvation that we've mentioned, where Satan gets things in our head. And so we begin to think, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. We can always think of a reason we can't do something, and it can kind of stop us in our tracks. So we need to protect our head so that we can keep misinformation from coming in and keeping it clear. We want to tune into God and hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
So again, scripture is a great help in this because there's all kind of scripture telling us that God loves us, that he will enable us to do things, that he will protect us, that he will guide us. And so that's why we want to have that all handy for us to have.
And you know, when you think about it, we know that we as Christians live and obey the truth. But at the same time, if we let lies and misinformation swim around in our heads, we will be affected by that, even though we are children of God. We will be limited. We will maybe get stuck, get frozen. There are all kinds of things that can happen. And I can certainly look back in my life as a believer in Christ where I've let lies, insecurity, fear, right? All of those things be stronger in my life than this armor.
Yes. Yes, it's easy to let it slip in.
Yeah.
So this final one, the sword of the Spirit, this is the one offensive tool that we're given. The rest of it is for our protection, but this is when we have to go on the offensive. Well, when we see Spirit, especially with capital S, we tend to think the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit does play a role, but in this case, Bible drillers will know we're talking about the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So once again, and this is where it really drives home our need to know what's in the Scripture.
Yes.
So when I do this study, I really try to emphasize the importance of knowing what's in here, because you can't put it into action if you don't know what's in here.
Right.
So we will do like a read through the Bible plan. We will do a scripture memory plan any way to get them. So if they don't want to memorize, at least look up these verses and sketch down this verse is about this so that you've got it to go to and get it into your head. So I make the girls look those up on their own and write them out because that's a start in getting them to know that it's there and to be aware.
Yeah. So, you know, when you look at the sword of the Spirit, and of course the Bible says, right, that his word is living and it's active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And, you know, I feel sad when I hear people say that they can't memorize scripture because we can.
Yes.
We can. It might be easier for some than others. It might take a little work, but what else do we have to do that's more important, right?
Yes.
And so I think investing that time, I like to try to memorize one scripture each week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always make it, but at least the goal is there.
Yes.
And it's like, so if I get off track, I can go back to that goal. because you said it earlier, you know, pretty much nothing ever just happens, right? We just don't get clothed or in the full armor of God to be fighting spiritual battles. We have to decide to participate.
Yes. It's our choice.
Mm-hmm. It's our choice.
Yeah. So we do it on whatever level. If it's writing it out, if it's putting on your mirror,
exactly,
in your car, place you're going to mm-hmm. spend some time that you can get it into your head mm-hmm. Is a great way to do it.
Yes.
One quote I read from Warren Wiersbe, and this is a paraphrase of him, but the Bible is the only book that we have access all the time to the author, and that it is empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And if a believer right now, Sybil, took us up on this challenge of fighting spiritual battles, how different would a spiritual battle be for that person, or could it be if they had the full armor on?
Oh, very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that it would be totally easy, but it would be much better than trying to fight it out on your own.
Well, because we get hurt when we don't have it.
Exactly.
And we're fighting with people, and we're trying to work things out on our own, and that just wears me out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wears other
yes.
people out.
And we never have the total picture. God knows.
That's true.
Yeah, well beyond what we know. And so he works things out to our good, even when we don't understand or see it coming.
Yeah.
I love when I can look back and say, oh, that's why it went that way.
Exactly. And that sometimes I look back and I think he did that so much better
oh, yes.
than I could ever pray or think to ask. Because I love how you said that we don't have the whole picture. We think we do.
Yes.
Right? We think
we know
we
how
do.
We want it to be.
Yes. We know how we want it
or
to be.
Or we think we do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think I know how God should work it out, too. But I'm always wrong. Thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome.
And for taking the time to go over it. This is so important as we are all fighting spiritual battles. So thank you, Sybil.
Stay tuned. Monica will be right back.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
So we talked about fighting spiritual battles on Bridges today. And one of the first things that we looked at is that spiritual battles are nothing new. Go way back to Adam and Eve, the deception that happened there, and of course, the enemy. And so what we need to understand is fighting spiritual battles is nothing new, and that we only have a partial picture of every battle that we're in. We're not fighting people. There is an enemy who is working to influence all the things. And what God gives us in his word is a way to stay fully protected, to be dressed in the full armor of God. And we talked about that from the book of Ephesians and each piece of that armor and what it's meant to do. And one of the things that really interested and challenged me in today's conversation is that we have to take off our go-to, our thought of how this battle is going to work out or what we think is the best, whether that's, going to chocolate, whether that's our mindset of this is how God's going to work it out. We really have to, when it comes to fighting spiritual battles, is to surrender every single thing to God. And as we surrender all the things to God, then we put on the full armor of God, and it will fit well, and it will protect us just like it's meant to protect us. You know, so many times we get hurt and worn out by this life. I know I have. And perhaps if I would have been wearing the full armor of God, some of that wouldn't have happened. We know that life in a fallen world isn't easy. God doesn't promise that it's easy. He promises to be with us And with the full armor of God, we have that full protection. I'm out of time. I've got to go, but I'll see you next time on Bridges.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.